We are learning Masechet Sedarim Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Hanoidim in a bias. Someone says he's not going to have Hanah or go into a bias. The loch is Mutta Ba'aliyah, Divra Meir. The loch is Mutta on the second floor. According to our mayor, Aliyah is not Bechal Bayis. When you say Bayis, you mean the first floor, not the second floor. So you Mutta Ba'aliyah, Divra Meir. Aliyah Bechal Bayis. When you say Bayis, Aliyah is Bechal. A house includes the first floor and the second floor. Everyone agrees, Hanoidim in Aliyah, Mutta Ba'aliyah. If you ask yourself in Aliyah, that the mutter in the first floor is definitely not called Aliyah. The upstairs is Machlek, is what's called a bias. But the first floor is definitely not called Aliyah, so therefore, Hanoidim in Aliyah only also on the second floor and not on the first floor. Mutter Ba'aliyah is Mutter Ba'aliyah. So Zok the Gemara, Man Tana, the bias of Rabbi Zetzia. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? It says the Pasuk in Parashas Mitzayra, Kisivoy will Eretz Kanan Asher Yinoisin Lechem Lachuzov, Nasati Nega Tzaras, the base Eretz Achazaschim. I put a Nega in the base Eretz Achazaschim, in the bias in Eretz Yisrael. And the Braisa Darshan, the bias is the Rabbi Zetzia, Timarba or Yetzia. Yetzia is like a little extension off a house. And the bias is the Rabbi Salia. And also the Rabbi Saliyah. So who is the Tana who holds you need Bebayis to be Mar Baliyah? The Gemara is saying must be Rab Meir, because according to Rabbanon, Bayis means the first floor and second floor. If you have to Marba the Aliyah for Nige Batim, for Nega, the lands upon a house, you have to Marba Aliyah, you have to have a ribui to say Aliyah, that means going to Rab Meir. Now the first thing of this price, the Rabbi say Atziah, the Ran says we're not Garis it, because it says Mefurish in Teres Kahanim, that Yitzia Taka has no din nega. This Yitzia, which is like a shed or some kind of like extension off a house, it's like a temporary dwelling that's made off the house, let's say a covered porch. Those things, it says clearly in the Taris Kahanim that does not have a din nega. So you can't say Rabbi says Yitzia. So he changes the gear, so Rabbi says it's a tzavua. Because he brings down the halacha is by nige begadim, a nega is found on a begad, the begad has to be white. Because you make a drasha, tzema or pishtim, just like pishtim, which is linen, usually you don't color linen. So just like linen is white, tzemer, which you do usually cover, also has to be dafka white in order to have a din negas. You would have a having about house also that has to be white and not colored. Kamash v'lon, that even colored has a din of negas. So bais l'rabbi says savua, bais l'rabbi says aliyah. Of the Gemara says, who's the Tana? Holds the rabbi aliyah? You need a riba for aliyah. Amram chista, ramei, it's ramei. The Rabbanon, if it's going to go into Rabbanon, I'm Rabbanon, leave a chal bias, lomli the crow, we need a posik. Lomli crow bias the rabbi, we need a posik to be marbit. We know that Aliyah is b'chal bias. Of course, Aliyah is included in Isra, nega batim. It's in the halacha of nega batim. That's what Rav Chista wants taina. Abaye says no, Abaye, I'm a full tamer Rabbanon. You still need a posik by nega to marba Aliyah. Why? I feel them Rabbanon by a crow. The Saka that I mean, this says Ves Eretz Achuzaschem Ksiv, and it's Mashma Ves Eretz. The Mechuba Ba'arosh Shmei Bayis. Only someone that's Mechuba to the ground is called Bayis. Aliyah Holoi Mechuba Ba'arosh. Aliyah is not Mechuba to the ground, and you would think that's not included in the din of Nigei Batim. Kemash V'lon from the Ribuy of Bayis to teach us that's Marber Aliyah. Just to speak out, what exactly are we talking about when we say the rabbi says it? See, the rabbi says Aliyah. Which pasuk we're talking about? So it seems like it's reflecting the shining a little bit. The Ran learns is this pasuk based on Eretz Achazaschem, but the Macharim ask on that. Lachar, it's not extra that pasuk. How do you marry other things? So therefore, they say it says a lot of time the word bias in the pasuk, and that's what the ribui is. But upon him, we had here a Gemara that says a brayso that says that the bias of rabbi says Aliyah. We said maybe it's Rameya because if you're upon him, bias is Aliyah. Moshe says, no, even if you're Rabbanon, you're a ribui, because by Negad you would think that base Eretz Achuzaschem is Zafka, a bias that's attached to the Oretz, and not something that's not attached to the Oretz. For example, Aliyah, maybe that would not have the Nege Batim, therefore you need a ribui over there. So the Maravai, the command Oslo, Hodom Rahuna Vachir of Shmei De'ula, who does this following memory go according to? The memory goes like this. If someone says, bias, bebesi, and nimoy chaloch. Someone wrote a star and said, I'm selling you a house of my houses to you. So the halacha is Marei or Aliyah. You could show him the upstairs of a house, second floor of a house, because it's Yad Bal Ashtar Al Tachtayno, which means he always gets the least possible. And since Akataycha means Bayis Bebesi, means the house of my houses, means like the worst, so I show you the Aliyah. So Taima Adam Lebayis Shabesi Nimarich Lach. You could show him the Aliyah. You could tell him I sold you the Aliyah. I have a bias Stam Emare Aliyah. But he's right. He says Stam Bayis. So there, you can't show him a second floor. It sounds like this Memra is going according to Rameir. Because according to Rabbanan, you always can show him Aliyah. Because bias means Aliyah. Aliyah is included in bias. So anytime I say I'm selling you a bias, I give you Aliyah. I'm selling you a house, I give you a second floor also. That's fine. I give you either one.
Isn't it
what?
Part of the house though?
No,
you're saying that the Aliyah is
no,
the
yeah,
house.
You know, no, it was two separate apartments. Picture like this, two family house. The first floor and the second floor. So when you sell a bias, what do you mean? The Aliyah or the first floor? The Aliyah is not a kashmak. You have to go up on a ladder. You have to go up on upstairs to go second floor. Which one do you mean? Obviously, they both could be livable in it. In those days, they lived in could be one room or two rooms. It was obviously livable alone, that floor. And the Shaila, what do you mean? So if bias means a bias, means the first floor, you can't give him Aliyah. Let's say bias to a basi. But according to Rabbanan, I say bias, it's Yad Bala Star of the Daktain. You get the first floor, you get the second floor also. So Leim Ramei. So come on, fill the Tamer Rabbanan. My Aliyah Mu'ul Shabbatim. If you're Rabbanan, you say bias, he gets the worst. But if you say bias to a basi, you know what it means? The best of my best. The best of my houses. And when it says give him Aliyah, means Mu'ul Shabbatim. You give him the best of the batim. That's the Gemara's Doicha. Akaponim, so if you're upon him, I have to come out, you give him ma'ul shabbatim. Now the Ran goes into the whole discussion, if the stims of the Gemara Menachas, that might come out. Not like that, and if you have maskon on the Gemara there, bayis shabbatim does not mean ma'ul shabbatim, it still means yad abastar al tachtoina. And the Ran comes out that you can answer the Rabbanan and say that even the Rabbanan will agree, the Chiddush is like this, that even though you said bayis shabbatim, I still could give you a aliyah. I still don't have to give you the best. That would be the chiddush. The question was, bayis tamre, give him aliyah, what's the chiddush of bayis shabesi? The chiddush is gufa, that you don't say bayis shabesi means the ma'ula, because by hektish, we talk a paskin, the bayis shabesi means you give him the best. But legabe lekeach, you do not say give him the best, maskona of Gemara and Menachos, and therefore the maskona of Gemara would be, the feeding of Gemara and Menachos is that you talk, you don't get the best, you only get aliyah, you don't get ma'ula shabbatim. Look at the Ram for further discussion. Zokt Mishnah Vaita. Hanoide min amita. Someone makes a neder, he's not going to have ana, he's not going to use a certain mita, a certain bed. Not a certain bed. He said, min amita from a bed. I'm not going to have enough from beds, from a bed. Mutta v'dargish. You mutta in a bed called a dargish. We'll see what a dargish is soon. Dibra mei. Because the mita is not included a dargish. V'chomar im dargish v'chlal. Dargish is v'chlal mita. They're all under the same umbrella. They're all called a bed. But if you make a neder from a dargish, that's more specific type of bed, mutter b'mita. You mutter in a mita, that's the halacha. So if you say mita is machlekes, if dargish is included. But if you say dargish, definitely mutter is not, definitely mita is not included. Zokta Gemara, my dargish, what exactly is a dargish? Amula arsa the gada. It was a bed they used to put on the side. It's a regular bed, looks exactly like your bed and my bed, but it's the mazel bed. That's saved for the mazel. The malach of mazel, sar ha-mazel. That's what the Lashon Gada means. You know, God, the name God, meant mazel. Look at Rashi and Chumash. So Arsa the Gada. It's the bed that the Arsa the Gada, the bed of the mazel bed. That's what Dargash means. And that's, the Shiloh, that's a clue to the word mita. Omli Rabban Le'ula. I'm going to show you, the word I have to try to ask Kashis, that this Dargash can be a mazel bed. Only a bon lula hodet na'an. It says in the Mishnah, Mesech the Sanhedrin, Kishem Avrin Vaisoy, when a Kohen Gadol or a Melech, the Ran is the Girsa Kohen Gadol, but really the Torah and a Melech over there, if a Melech is sitting Shiva, so usually a Ovel sits on the floor and everyone else comes to Menachem Ovel, sits on chairs. But when it comes to a Melech, it's a different type of covered. So Kishem Avrin Vaisoy, call it Omusub Malaretz, the whole nation sits on the ground, who makes about Dargish? And the Melech sits on a Dargish. So if dargish means the mazel bed, so kula shashal yosav Allah hu yom yosavallah, like all year round, that mazel bed is reserved for special things for the mazel. When the guys are ovel, you sit him on a dargish. What's that? That makes no sense. If it was a mazel bed, you sit him punked on a dargish when he's sitting shiva. So that mazel kash, how can a dargish be a mazel bed? So tomorrow back, no, most maskul ravina, I don't think it's a problem. The gear says my kusha. You know the halacha is that when you have basav yayin all year round, if you want to eat, you don't eat. But that day, we feed the ovel basar and yayin. The halacha is that by Sudas Havra, you feed him Basar V'Yayin. That's the halacha. Sudas Havra, you feed, you're not allowed to eat his own food. You feed the oval of food. So you see, it's different things you do on by Avelis. I'm not sure the Basar V'Yayin, what is that? That's not a regular oval, maybe Dafka by Kohen, but by Melech, I'm not sure what's that was Basar V'Yayin, but the halacha is that you do feed the oval. You do feed the oval. So, and you give him wine, and basar, for the Mari Nefesh, that's the halacha is that the Gemara in Ksuba says that you give wine to a Avel in order to take away his tzar a little bit. So I guess basar also, you give him to take away his tzar. So we're saying, you see, do special things for the Avel. So maybe you sit him on a special chair. What's the big kasha? It's not a kasha. It's not going to tell you, refute, that Dargish is Ars of the God, that Dargish is a mazel bed. Elo, ha kasha. I'll tell you what's fair. The Tayyum Ten Braisa. The halacha is, by an Ovil, he has to turn over all his beds. We're not knowing like that, Bizman Azad, Shalosh, why? It's a good question. The Rishayim might cut and deal with that. But the Medina de Gemara, you have to turn over every single bed when someone's an Ovil. And sit on it, and sleep in it the opposite way. But it says, the Tanya Dargish, lo yoy kafeu, you do not, but I'm not sure about sleeping the other way, you have to turn the beds over. Dargish, lo yoy kafeu, Dargish, you didn't turn over, el zekva, you stood it up. You stood up. Dargish, you did not. You do like a regular mita. You stood it up. V'armas ars the gadahu. If you hold, it's a regular bed, just a mazel, just a bed for the mazel. V'atayim within a bray. So a kaifes mitasay loy mitasay bevadhu kaifa. Not only your own mita or do you turn over. Elakom mita just by su kaifa. Every single bed in the house, you turn over. So l'chayra, this is a regular mita. So why shouldn't you be with kaifet? So Mara says, no, like kasha, still not fair. That won't refute the pshat of Arthur the God. Like kasha, midahava, midah miyuchedas lekelim. Just like a bed that's miyuchedas lekelim, that a bed that's made to keep things on it. Let's say you have a bed that you use as a coffee table. So the halacha is the tanya m'hoisim midah miyuchedas lekelim. Ain't charach lekvaisa. So maybe avada is a mazel bed. Why don't you turn it over? Because any bed that's not made for sleeping, you don't have to turn it over. So that doesn't refute the pshat of that it's a mazel bed. El yikash ha kash. I'll tell you what's fair. And this is the final question that we'll say that dargish is not a regular bed that's for the mazel. Stop shot. El yikash ha kash. Taimun ten abraisa. Rav Shimon Mil Emer, dargish mater kavitov unayf meilav. A dargish, instead of turning it over, what you do is you just loosen the loops and you let it fall down by itself. V dargish aras the gadu. If a dargish is a regular bed, karvitim islay, a regular bed has these karvitim, has these loops. It doesn't it's a regular bed. It's a regular bed if it's a mazel bed. Teretz is, it must be something different. So what is a dargish? So we're proving that the word dargish means something else. It does not mean a regular bed that's a mazel. It means something else. So what is it? Also, Ravin Omar Shilti Lehumra Avonon. I asked one time a certain Talmud Chacham, Rav Tavchiv of Arma Rava Shmei. His name is Rav Tavchiv of Arma Rava. He used to hang around the leather markets. My dargish, arsa the tzala. It's a leather bed. Now, a leather bed was made different than a regular bed. First of all, it was had loops and it was sewed into the frame of the bed. Now, this type of bed, we also, if you turned it over, what happened is the leather touched the floor, and if it touched the floor, it'll get moldy. The leather, it wasn't good for the leather. Because a regular bed, the posts stuck up a little bit, so if you turned it over, it still was raised off the ground. Masheken, the arsa the tzala was not. So therefore, you mater kavita. All you do is, you mater the kavita, and that's what you do. That's what you do. And, or you stand it up, but you don't turn it over. So that's the dargish, something else. It's a leather bed, and therefore has different halachas. And that also answers the Rishonim say, like the Mefarish says, why the Kohen Gadol or the Melech sits on that mita. We ask, like, what's the episode on that mita? We had a teretz, but now we have a better teretz because it's not a chosh of a bed. This bed was not as chosh as a regular bed. This Aras of Tzalo, which is a leather bed, is not as chosh as a regular bed. That's the Mefarish speaks out. The she'ina mita chashuva. It's not a chosh of a mita. And therefore, you sat the Kohen Gadol on it. So final pshat is that a dargish is a different type of bed. Not it's a bed for mazel. It's a different type of bed. It's made differently. A regular bed is made the frame, and you put on the frame strings, and on that you put on a mattress. And the posts stick up a little bit. So you turn it over, nothing happens to anything. Masha'inkin, the Arsa the Tzala, they sew the leather into the, but with loops into the frame, and that if you turn over, the leather will get moldy, and therefore you don't turn that over. Either you loosen the karvitov, or you stand it up. That's the two etzes they give for a dargish. And that's a shalom mishnah. If a mita klus dargish or not, because dargish is a whole different type of bed.